Nolte, Media Blackout of Trump Coronavirus Briefings Begins. By John Nolte on March 24, 2020. The news media have begun to impose blackouts on President Donald Trump's coronavirus briefings to the American public. On Monday evening, multiple news outlets cut away from the president's briefing before he finished. Last week, Breitbart News reported on a bubbling movement among media elites to blacklist our own president's daily updates on the fight against the Chinese virus. Far-left outlets like The Washington Post, NBC News, The Atlantic, CNN, The Boston Globe, etc., want to put an end to broadcasting Trump's briefings. The idea being to block Americans from hearing directly from their president so these massive media corporations can censor whatever the president says that they do not approve of. Just writing the above sounds preposterous, like something outlandish. Like something out of a dystopian novel where megacorporations rule over everything. For those of you who doubt this, here is the Washington Post. Radical change is necessary. The cable networks and other news organizations that are taking the president's briefings as live feed should stop doing so. Should they cover the news that's produced in them? Of course. Thoroughly and relentlessly, with context and fact-checking built into every step and every stage. Here is far-left CNN staffer Jake Tapper. If the president is not capable of leading stably and effectually, he should, at least, for his own reputation, for the good of the country, stop making things worse and consider leaving the podium to others. And now the blackouts have begun. During President Trump's Monday night briefing to the country, both CNN and MSNBC cut away before the briefing was over, as did ABC, CBS, and NBC, reports the Associated Press. Six television networks began showing President Donald Trump's briefing on the coronavirus outbreak late Monday, but only Fox News Channel stuck it out to the end nearly 2 hours later. It was a notable turning point in coverage of the president's now daily briefings. Networks had been starting to hear criticism of how much time they have been showing the president answering questions live, reminiscent of a similar debate in the past about showing Trump's campaign rallies. Still, there's a difference between political rallies and a White House discussion of a national emergency. When asked about the decision to cut away from a disaster briefing during a pandemic, CNN was arrogant, "If the White House wants to ask for time on the network, they should make an official request. Otherwise we will make our own editorial decisions." MSNBC was at least honest about wanting to censor what it did not feel was important. WE cut away because the information no longer appeared to be valuable to the important ongoing discussion around public health. "We have two meteors headed straight for our country, a virus meteor and an economic meteor, and these increasingly unbalanced, embittered, enraged, and highly partisan news outlets are still pretending that when it comes to dismissing, attacking, and censoring the American president, it is business as usual. And we all know why the media want to blacklist the president. The approval ratings for his handling of the pandemic are in the 50s. In fact, when it comes to the job each are doing when it comes to the coronavirus, Trump's approval ratings are higher than the media's. Over the past 4 years, the media have done everything in their waning power to destroy Trump. They've smeared him as a Nazi, a Russian spy, they even used serial lies to cheerlead his impeachment. But now the media are so venal, so warped and bitter, that not even an unprecedented economic and healthy crisis appeals to their basic humanity. These are lost souls, cornered animals, and therefore very dangerous to the health of our democracy." Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.